No, I'm not hearing anything of substance for preservation of border areas. I'm not hearing anything of substance that I can reliably say that I would believe or accept from anybody. I'm hearing different views and opinions being counteracted and denied within 24 hours from different sources. In particular, if you look at the language from Theresa May saying that she didn't ever think there'd be a hard border, and then that was refuted almost immediately from Europe. We have differences in opinion from the Irish government, from those who were involved at the time of the peace process. Obviously, Bertie Ahern came out the other day and made a statement that he believes that Brexit could be very destabilising for the peace process. I'm not really, the only thing I'm hearing for definite are the concerns of some of the people locally. And I think certainly in our group, border communities against Brexit, the reason that people are talking to us is because everyone is hearing lots of macro discussion about the economy, about jobs, which nobody has any great direction on, but nobody's actually talking about the physical reality of living in a border area on the ground with roads closed, with security structures or customs in place.
You have had very successful protest demonstration. There's another coming up.
There is a demonstration on Saturday which will take place at several border areas across the length of the border, the bridge end between Donegal and Derry being one, and the bridge in Lifford, Strabane, certainly be another, where we're asking people to turn up and express their discontent at the movements towards Brexit and the lack of acceptance of the people's will in the north of Ireland is one thing, and then that nobody actually seems to be dealing with the genuine concerns of people on the ground in border areas.
Is the problem that no one actually knows what is going to happen, what the consequences may be, and how can you prepare for what you don't know?
I think you're right, Greg, certainly there is an element of the unknown about this, but there's also the other side of it, that the more we allow it to remain unknown, the less that will be done and will become clear. What we're looking for in the group of the people we represent is that some of those political leaders would actually listen to us and say, okay, we need to provide leadership, we need to provide clarity, we also need to provide influence at a time before decisions are made. Part of the reason there's indecision is because nobody has actually stood up and said, okay, this is what it actually could look like, and here are some other alternatives or other solutions which may or may not work, and let's get round and discuss those. It seems we're heading headlong into a Brexit which looks increasingly like it's going to be a harder Brexit by the day, and yet nobody is defining what that is or what that means, and nobody's taking any moves to amend that. There are some people in Europe and some economists who around the world who have said that it'd be easier if we take the island of Ireland as an entity and say, okay, it's easier to secure that for in terms of immigration, in terms of the interest that both Britain and Europe have, and it's easier to deal with that as an economy. There are other people saying under no circumstances because of political sensitivities. But there are ways around everything. The thing that we're calling for is that some of the politicians would actually sit down and say, okay, we need to represent the people that we represent, see what the options are, and let's work towards achieving the best option for the people we represent.